Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Put your pants on. We're live.
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com.
Too fat to do it any longer. I was just hoping that would give you time to write a couple list things down. Joe, how have you been in this? What would maybe be? Oh, hey, Billy won the Blu-ray. Let's just get that out of the way.
Congratulations, Billy.
There you go, bud. Yeah. Thanks for posting twice. That's why you won. Somebody else who I could bring up right now, maybe, just so they can get their mention and say, hey, thanks, but Billy got it twice, so did that, and he was first, and he was the only one for a minute. Oh my God. So yeah, but thank you to Charles Army. Is that Charlie? I can't tell. If it is, thank you. But Bill did too, so fuck it. I mean, you were supposed to pick, but I did it anyways. So there we go. Why do we even try, Joe?
I don't know, man.
We got a very, it was decent fucking prize, I would think. Sure, I didn't like the movie, but that was, I don't know how much they charge for that shit. I was drunk. I was like, here's $20 and take the change thing. And yeah, it was what it was. But I thought that was, the whole package is nice. There's a shit ton of special features, but you fucking people don't care. Fucking pricks. But anyways, Joe, that's how we give away stuff here. How was your week? Call people pricks.
My week was more of the same bullshit. It's getting harder and harder to find shirts, but still finding them for now. So now I'm ordering by the fucking case when I can get them by the fucking case, which is expensive.
But you'll be well stocked.
Right. It's going to save me some headache later on, I hope. We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I've been doing is working and watching movies, I guess. I didn't realize how many fucking movies I watched. This is a lot. Like I was telling you, I don't know where I found time to watch all this shit. But I did watch a lot. And I'd rather talk about movies than talk about work, Tom.
All right. I mean, I'm just thankful that, you know, Home Depot and whoever else is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of this problem we have. No mention of the Postal Service, but
no,
Home Depot's on it.
Yeah. No, all the Postal Service did was like, hey, let's raise prices. Fuck it. Let's raise prices early.
And then I still haven't heard anything back about my $75 for the Australian shipping.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
I'll be waiting, but whatever UPS charges, I'll be paying that tomorrow. So I'll just be taking that off the profits, and when it's all said and done, I'll have like, oh great, I made $19 off of this giant mask. Fantastic. Thanks to the government. Yeah. But enough of that, Joe. What did you watch?
And I've still gotta finalize my state taxes. I think they're due Tuesday or Monday, maybe. I don't know.
The 20th.
Okay. So yeah, I've got 3 days to get that done, which is cool. I can get it done.
Me too.
But yeah, like watched a lot of movies, man. Watched a lot of movies. I started out by watching Police Story Lockdown. And this is part of the Jackie Chan Police Story franchise. You ever seen any of these, Tom?
There's no, but I've heard of them.
Yeah.
This is what he started out with.
The first one was like his probably big blockbuster. He was, you know, you watch it now, he's real young in it. It's a good movie. It's a lot of fun. This one, and like all of them, they're all kind of comedic, but this one takes a more of a serious tone. He's playing a workaholic cop that's had an estranged relationship with his daughter, and his daughter invites him to hang out at a bar, and the bar's owner, like, it's a big setup, like something happened with him in the past, and he's got everybody trapped in there and is going to kill people off if his demands aren't met or whatever, you know.
What
so it's
kind of
like a Die Hard type flick with Jackie trying to escape and trying to fight everybody, and like he's older now, so like they, you know, it's a lot of quick cut editing, so he doesn't have to do the shit that he probably can't do anymore, which his body's taken enough abuse. I don't begrudge him that. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. It's an okay movie, but it's not great, but it's decent if you dig these Jackie Chan movies, which I do. I'd say give it a watch. But the other Police Story movies are definitely more entertaining. They're a lot of fun. It's odd that this one, even though it's got a more serious tone, they went ahead and did that gag reel at the end, you know, with people falling down or accidentally
breaking their legs and shit.
Reel. Oh, that's funny. Look at his legs. Wow.
And everyone just like,
a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs.
So would you recommend this to people who like Jackie Chan adventures?
I've never seen the cartoon, man.
You should watch it.
I do. I want to watch it because, well, fuck, I've never seen it.
It's pretty good. I think you'll like Uncle.
You know, if it was a movie, it probably would have made my list. I probably would have seen it by now if it was a movie.
Fortunately, it's not. When we get to our top 10 fucking animated series with Asian representation, and
it's like three.
Well, we'll have to stretch and go to episodes.
Yeah.
A time that Chinese kid came to DJ Tanner. Oh, that's a TV show. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to have to go into live action then. Sorry.
Yeah. So what'd you watch?
Okay, well, fuck that,
yeah,
then.
I would recommend. I said I would recommend.
I don't know if we should get to the movie that we both watched just to get it out of the way, or just kind of knock the movies that we did watch out quick and then get to... Because I think we're going to spend a few minutes...
Yeah, well, let's hold off on that one.
Okay.
And that is the big movie that, and it's rare for us to talk about something that just came out.
Because of the pandemic and all.
Yeah, because of me, because I don't watch a lot of new shit.
Yeah, but you were a homophobe and didn't want to go see Venom, I understand.
All right.
Fucking
but we'll get to homophobia later.
Oh, speaking of the Boneyard, I watched the Boneyard. Have you seen it? Have you heard of it?
I have not seen or heard of it unless it's Ozzy Osbourne Station on...
No, it's not. It's not Ozzy's Boneyard. Oh, shit. Those commercials used to play all the fucking time. I was just like, I will never, ever listen to this fucking channel ever. I know you would.
I did. Not
so. I was on Shade 45. No, I wasn't on that either.
The beat.
No, if it was music, it was usually Soul Town or Faction. But I was usually on Opie and Anthony or Raw Dog. But anyways, enough about how I fucked. I watched The Boneyard. Have you heard of it, Joe? Have you remember when I just said that?
Neither one, Tom. Neither one.
It's pretty good. It's a low-budget movie that almost looks shot on video, but I don't think it was. It co-stars your boy, the late, great Phyllis Diller. So I would say it's worth to check out, but the fucking cinematographer.
So they had a little money, is what you're saying.
A very little bit of money.
To get Phyllis Diller on there. That dude's not cheap.
But they didn't have his wigs at all. So, and they fucking did him so dirty, dude. They'd always shoot him from the back, so you just see the fucking very thinning hair, and he even makes a joke about it. In the fucking thing, but yeah, if you didn't know, he always wore a wig like Steve Harvey. He was one of those guys. But it's good, man. The creature effects are fucking like, yeah, that's the style of shit that I like. It's not fucking realistic. It's like all cartoony and just everything looks cool. The little fucking monster kids look cool. Like, fucking, they're supposed to be, like, dead demon kids, and they actually had little kids play in it, so not only was it erotic, but it looked really cool.
Do you own this?
What the fuck did he just say?
Did you catch it streaming somewhere? Or?
No, this is one I've had in the old collection for years and years. I just pulled it out as one of the movies I wanted to watch this spooktacular season. And it holds up. Like, the creature effects are cool. The makeup design on the little monster kids look cool. And it's, like, all in the shadows and the dark and shit. But, well, not all the time, but when you first see them. They do have a Blu-ray. I don't know how well this movie would look cleaned up. So I'm not going to get that.
Well, I know you're telling us you like the creatures and the little boys, but... What's the movie?
Nobody said their gender, you fuck. How dare you? Bring up shit like that when we're doing our top 10 movies with Asian representation. How dare you, sir? So what were you saying about that little boy?
What's the movie about?
That's a good question, man. A bunch of people go to a morgue and monsters are there. I think this John Popper, he has these powers that fucking let him talk to dead people or see where dead people are buried or some shit like that. It doesn't really matter. A bunch of people go to the morgue and monsters are there. So it's a B monster movie, a good B monster movie starring John Popper and Phyllis Diller.
All right. Does he whip out his harmonica on Phyllis Diller?
He does. All right. Okay. So be that. It's pretty good. Yep. And then he runs around, but he doesn't. Why would a big fat guy, girl, sing a song about running around?
Great harmonica sound.
Yeah, he likes coffee, tea, and a whole lot of crumpets.
Yep.
Fucking prick. Why don't you go drive around with a bunch of guns in your trunk, you fuck? And he was never heard of again.
No.
Good episode of Roseanne, though.
It wasn't.
No, it was. No, you made the right choice, Dan. You get to fuck Roseanne.
Dan gave it all up.
He did. All those millions of dollars to stick his dick in Roseanne.
but he still got to sing Sweet Home Chicago or whatever the fuck with him on stage. I don't remember.
See, you remember. You love that episode.
I guess I do. It fucking
I guess stuck with you me, right? Do. You fucking asshole.
I know. Fucking know.
So yeah, the Boneyard, definitely check it out.
Okay.
It is it's worth it. I mean, you might even like it. It's kind of fun. Mm. It's maybe quaint would be a word I would use to describe this. It's just, oh yeah, they made a nice little movie there. A good mod. They made a nice little monster movie. I like it.
Harkens back to yesteryear.
Ah, fuck, man. I guess I'm fucking more stressed out than I fucking realize. I've been noticing like the last few days. I'm in the shop. I'm just going fuck. Fuck, just saying fuck different ways, and since I've been catching it, now I'm just going to.
I've done that quite a bit myself this week, yeah, and yeah, I don't know. I think I'm burned out. You know, I don't want to work anymore, and I've never felt like this ever. You know, I don't want to fucking go to the shop. I don't want to do shit. You know, and it's not that I don't want to work, not do what I do. I just don't want to work at all. You know, I don't want to fucking do anything is how I feel. And it's a fucking weird sensation. And I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with myself for feeling this way, but fuck it. You know, I don't know what to do about it. Just keep going to work.
Yeah, I mean, the bills have to get paid and shit, but that's how I've been too. Cause it's just a fuck. I gotta do it, and you know it's stuff you do. You know how to do it. You know it's not hard. You're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Done several jobs that you know. Normally, I would be real proud of them, you know, and like, hey, man, I'm fucking good at.
What are you making? White power shirts? You fucking racist.
Yes, yes. For an independent film,
you're a dickhead.
but yeah, I watched Black Rock. You ever seen this one, Tom? Nope.
No, I've heard the song, though.
I haven't heard the song.
It's good. It's called Black Rock.
Hmm. So this one is about three women's that decide to go camping for the weekend on an island. They get there. They're fucking, I don't know, two of them
they're hate fucking? Each
other. Not yet. No. Not yet.
But they will?
No. Two of them hate each other because one of them had fucked the other one's boyfriend at some point in the past. But they're still hanging out because their one friend wants them to reconcile and feels that this camping trip's going to be a good thing for them.
It isn't good at all, though, is it?
They come across three guys that are out there hunting.
And what are they hunting? Pussy?
Deer.
Oh.
One of the chicks starts coming on to this dude like real hot and heavy. You know, it's like, yeah, let's go. Fuck, let's go fuck. And he says, yeah. And he's ready to fuck. She says, nah, you know what? Nah. And so he gets mad and like she hits him and he hits her back and he's going to rape her, but she kills him with a rock.
Good.
Yeah. It turns out these guys are veterans. They're
all a Black Rock?
Dishonorably discharged. Yeah, I think it was a Black. I don't know. But so, yeah, the two other guys are hunting down the chicks now throughout the rest of the movie. And that's all it is. It's a. Hunt down these chicks, and chicks have to use their wits to survive, and also fucking.
So what? Survive?
Yeah, you know, they forgive each other for fucking the other dude's boyfriend or whatever. The movie sucks. I don't remember what channel I watched it on. I don't give a fuck. It was a waste of time. But I watched the whole fucking thing. Why? Because I wasn't at work. Just fucking sitting in front of the TV like a fucking zombie.
Oh shit. So would recommend?
Yeah. Watch.
Fuck it.
You like dog shit? Fuck it. You know?
Okay, okay. What do we got? What are we gonna do here? What do we got? I didn't watch that. You did. What came first? The movie? The song? I don't know. You might know, but I don't. Starman. Have you seen it? Have you heard of it?
I've seen it.
What was it, chicken or the egg?
It was the song. What's the fucking song?
There's a Starman waiting in the sky. He'd really like to blow you and then shoot off in your eye.
I haven't heard that one, but I have seen the movie. This is a John Carpenter movie.
Mr. C, yes.
Yeah, old John. He used to call the show a lot back when we had shitty gimmicks.
Fucking busy making music now. We'll get to that, I guess.
Doing those lost scores that he found. so what'd you think? This is a first time watch for you?
It is. I remember you saying that it was really good. Mm-hmm. And then Red Letter Media, they've been like ranking the John Carpenter movies, and it was high on both their lists. So I was like, all right, man, I'm looking for a movie to watch. I'll go to the old fuckhole and see if they have it, the used DVD store, as some people call it. I was like, they probably won't, but I'll go check. And they had the dirtiest fucking copy that, like, you opened it up and there was grime and dust. It was like bong water was spilt all over the fucking the art. So it was all crinkly, and it was a double disc of that and Jagged Edge. So I opened it up, looked at the disc. It was all fucked up. And then looked at it. All right, it's a little better. Let's have these fuckers throw it in the buffer, see what it looks like. I didn't give a fuck about Jagged Edge. Like, that shit's in the garbage in that dirty ass case right now. That's
a beer classic, Jagged Edge, I think.
No, it was, what's his name? Not Nash Bridges. Jesus. Nat fuck, King Jeff. Cole. In this one, Al Jolson and Glenn Close. But Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close, the world's whitest lady. I didn't watch it. It's in the garbage. So that's all I can say. Their names.
Oh, it was a Jeff Bridges double feature.
Yes, it was.
All right.
And
that people can't get enough of.
Did you know Jeff Bridges wasn't always a big fat guy? I didn't until I saw Starman. It was all right. Like, yeah, it was a movie.
It's a good alien comes to Earth movie. You know, it spawned a TV show.
Did it?
Yep.
With Nash Bridges, of course.
Who fucking, like, Robert Hayes, the guy from the Airplane, the movie, he's the Starman in the TV show. In the TV show, Starman comes back.
So it's the same guy.
For his son.
Oh, no. It wasn't his? Well, it was his. But it was also his and hers.
Rewatched a few of those episodes a few years back because they're on YouTube, and yeah, they're not very good. But I dig the movie. I dig the Starman movie. You know, this was there was like a string of movies that were like, oh, aliens are coming and they're good. You know, they're gonna teach us about ourselves. You know, we're the monsters.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we fucking will.
Yeah, I mean, this could have easily been a movie about a bird who got transformed into a man, and it probably wouldn't had to have changed much because it's just Jeff Bridges looking around like a fucking bird.
I'll accept that, yeah.
And then they eat pie a bunch. They the end. Mm-hmm. And then Buck Flowers, fucking beardless Buck Flowers, cruising. He picks up Jeff Bridges. Hey, let's smoke, and then you can put your lips. Hey, let's smoke, and then you can put your lips on something else. What the hell is this at first? That was not Buck Flowers' voice. It was all right. I would say check it out. Maybe if I was a sci-fi fan, I would have liked it more. I think that would help in your enjoyment of this movie if you're a fan of the science fiction genre.
Yeah. Now, I'm surprised you said it ranked high on those lists you were looking at, because this is not a movie that hardly anybody talks about anymore, and it's not definitely not one that the horror fans talk about. You know, they're all about Halloween and Prince of Darkness and shit like that. You know,
I think horror fans will get a kick out of the transformation scene. I mean, that baby looks fucking wild.
It's like something out of a Cronenberg movie, yeah.
It's something, all right. It's very reminiscent of American Werewolf in London. Not as good, but it's definitely worth watching for that, so you can see Jeff Bridges' ass crack.
Walk around the house naked.
It was all right. Like, it's not in the for sale bin. Half of it's in the garbage, but...
Yeah, I'll rewatch it at some point. Yeah, I like it. I've seen it a few times.
You good.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Good.
What part did you watch?
I continued my along the Halloween films, and I watched one that I've never seen in its entirety. That is Halloween H2O or Halloween 20 or something. Or
Road Tripping.
Something like that. In this one, Laurie Strode has a little boy. Well, he's not a little boy. He's like a teen boy. And
so when you says she has a little boy,
yeah,
what do you mean by that? In the biblical sense?
Probably, because she's a headmistress at a private school. And, you know, they're always up to crazy shenanigans from all the movies I've seen, anyway, that take place.
Because it's private.
Right. Private school. And it's Halloween, and she's freaking out because she's had some bad shit happen to her on Halloween.
Like what?
They killed some of her friends or something, and she was stalked at a hospital. I don't know.
Like corn?
Yes.
Fog.
Corn. Kind of forgetting what this movie was about. Michael Myers comes back. Yeah, Michael Myers comes back after 20 years. And
Josh Hartnett wants to go on the trip with his girlfriend. That's right. Jimmy Lee doesn't want him to go on the trip.
Right.
And he gets mad. And she gets mad. And then she says, okay, you can go. But the girlfriend isn't going anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, because they just want to stick around and fuck at the empty
school. Have a fuck party in the school cafeteria.
Right. Yeah. They make a big dinner and light a lot of candles. But fuck, oh man, there's Michael Myers. He's back to do some killing.
To do three different masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them being CGI.
Regardless, none of the masks in this movie look good. They look shitty. I didn't like it. The whole movie I thought was shit. LL Cool J is in there. He plays a security writing guard.
Fuck novels.
Yeah, writing erotic fiction. I think with Bigfoots or something. I don't remember.
It's his wife, Joe. You fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's talking to his wife on the phone, and she's probably the best person in the movie.
Would you like to do an impression of her, Joe?
No, but I know Jamie Lee Jerklin is fucking some weird looking dude there at the school too. And she tells him his story, you know, her story about being the Halloween lady.
And he just says, shh, I just want to suck your cock.
Yeah. Give it to me, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't dig it. You know, it's what? I don't know which number. Is it like the seventh movie? I don't fucking
it
know.
It is. So it you is do seven. Know which number it is.
Okay, so next, I'll be watching Resurrection.
Back up in your ass.
Cuts fucking Jason's head off at the end of this one. She decapitates him. So that's it.
That's pretty cool.
Done. Done. Yep. No more movies.
I like this one. Do you? I know it sucks.
It does.
But it's very of its time. But I like this one because that ending's fucking awesome. Where he cuts his head off. That's fucking awesome. Like, yeah, that's an awesome way to fucking end this shit. Great. See you next week, Joe.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. Boy, does that next one suck a dick.
Does it? I've never seen that one at all.
Real bad. You like reality shows, Joe?
I don't.
Oh, so you wouldn't be interested in a Michael Myers reality show?
No.
You're going to have a bad time, Joe.
I know.
Well, I watched Practical Magic.
Did you?
No, I just didn't. Oh, I did watch something else. Sorry, I see it now. Because I wrote stuff that I saw that you watched, too.
Okay.
But I watched Psycho 3 again. I know a couple years I went and watched all the Psycho movies. And this one's still pretty fun. I'd have to say it's my favorite one.
Yeah. This one's more like a slasher flick.
It is.
Yeah, it's got the nudity. It's got the, Jeff Fahey, right?
It does.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, it's a good one.
You remember that song?
No.
It's been a while.
I do remember that song.
It's a good one, right?
It's all right.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's another thing. Creed. They played Creed at the end of Halloween H2O.
That's why I like it. Fucking Creed. It was weird. I was at a child's birthday party this weekend. I know. Why would I be there?
Don't they have laws against that? You have like you got to stay a certain distance.
Not as long as I wear the sign.
Okay.
But they were playing Bush. You remember Bush?
Yes.
For a second, I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, I'm so goddamn old.
You felt like you jumped in the hot tub time machine, didn't you?
That's a shitty movie.
I haven't seen it.
Both of them. Why would you make a sequel to that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but maybe they left a lot open at the end that they needed to resolve.
I mean, why would you make a sequel to any comedy, really?
Well, I don't know.
But can you name a great comedy sequel?
Meatballs 2? No. Ghostbusters 2? No.
Yeah, see, that was in to get you going into that.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
did you watch Ghostbusters, Joe?
But anyway, Psycho 3 would recommend. Because I would.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'd say go buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, don't go expecting Psycho or Psycho 2, because those are like really serious flicks. This one
very
is
not serious.
This one's just fun. It's just... Yeah. Well, if killing people's your thing, but yeah.
Or treating women like complete garbage.
Yeah, like I said, fun. You know?
So if you enjoy an average Tuesday night, check out Psycho 3.
If you're Hispanic.
Hey, happy half a month to you.
Hey, thanks.
Oh man, hey, happy Latin fucking history month. Wait, what? It's 2 weeks in each. Well, that's not really a month. I mean, it's two. Well, all right, we'll take it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should. It's your heritage, Joe.
I should. But instead, I watched Ghostbusters. Ever seen this one, Tom?
When I was a very, very young child.
This was a huge fucking movie when it came out. It was all over the place. People had Ghostbuster fever. Those stupid shirts with the little ghost coming out. You know, that was huge. It was huge. It's about some guys that are professors. And
wait, what?
Professors. To
about some guys?
Guys, yeah.
I thought it was all women.
I haven't seen that one, but I'll get to it.
There's another one?
They decide to make a Ghostbusting business, and it does really well, and the EPA comes and shuts them down because their ghosts are not being I don't know, disposed of correctly or something. So a big marshmallow guy comes to the city and they kill it. And that's the end. It's Ghostbusters fever, man. With this movie and the second movie, every crowd scene in New York, there's maybe like one black person in those whole crowds. And I've never been to New York. I don't know what the demographic population is like, but that just seems really unlikely to me.
A lot of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see them either, but yeah, I found that odd. It's a fun movie. It's a decent flick. A lot of the effects do not hold up at all. A lot of it looks shitty. The marshmallow man, that looks pretty cool, but the whole blue screen, green screen, whatever, it looks bad. But it's okay. But what's not okay is Ghostbusters 2, which I followed it up with. I seem to, at some point, got a fucking anniversary disc that had both movies. A lot of extras on this. Lots of extras. But I didn't watch any of that. This one, the Ghostbusters had been sued by the city, so they had to close down the ghostbusting thing. They're not allowed to ghostbust anymore. But there's a painting that summons some flubber, and it's pink flubber, and this pink flubber controls emotions.
So it's the blob?
Yeah. So the blob is making everybody angry and wanting to fight each other. And then there's crowd scenes with, you know, just a lot of white people fighting each other, getting mad at each other. But the Ghostbusters, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this movie.
Hey, like, remember when you said there was only one? There was two.
Yeah.
Because he's a Ghostbuster.
Sigourney Weaver had a baby at some point after she broke up with Bill Murray because he's ugly. And,
well, that's just because he's white, Joe.
Not an attractive dude by any fucking standard, you know, whether he's white or fucking Egyptian or whatever. He's just not, you know, he's a fucking weird looking.
Don't make fun of that fucking golf ball skin fuck, Joe. Come on.
What texture? So the painting.
Did you pop your pimples or dig them out with a fucking shovel?
You related Edward James Olmos.
New Jack teach you how to blade? It started.
Yeah, this movie, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Why? Isn't it the same shit as the first one?
Maybe that's why, because it's the same shit. It's like, hey, this first one made a lot of money. Let's fucking try to make some more money. And did it? Probably. Probably did. I don't fucking know. Not good. Wouldn't recommend. One, yeah, watch it with the kids or whatever. You know, Tom, you take it to the next party you go to for kids. Hey, want me to throw on the old Ghostbusters kiddies?
So, can't think of any good comedy sequels?
No.
Mm.
Airplane 2?
Mm.
It's pretty much the same as the first one, but it's got William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Gun 2? Okay, after that, I watched, what the fuck does that say? Oh, The Hunt. So this is one you watched last year or the year before.
It's fucking great.
The liberal, as they call them, they kidnap conservatives, take them to fucking Prague or somewhere, hunt them down and kill them. And when this movie came out, like, conservatives got real pissed off, right? But it's odd because this movie, it's really, it makes fun of the left more than anything else. And it's fucking good. It's a lot of fun. It's violent. It's just, it's not what I expected at all. But I enjoyed it and definitely would recommend It's on HBO Max is where I watched it, and I'll watch this one again at some point. It's that fucking fun.
Where does it take place again?
Romania.
It's not what you said.
Prague?
Oh, shit. Can you spell that for me?
P-R-O-G-U-E?
Are there a lot of frogs in Prague?
No, that's France.
Oh, fucking racist. Sorry about that, JC. You fucking prick.
After that, I watched Practical Magic. Actually,
this is me too.
Lisa wanted to watch, but I enjoy the film. It is a chick flick, but it's good. It's cute. It's heartwarming. You know, it's about family. It's about curses. It's about zombies and ghosts and witches, because they're witches.
What?
And I haven't read the book, but I read the sequel to the book. How I did that, I don't know. But the sequel is actually the prequel, and that's about the ants that are in the movie, and they also had a gay brother, but they don't talk about him in this movie.
Would they just lock him in the closet or some shit?
Yeah, they do.
See what I did there?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. And then I watched Tom's Mask Sale.
All right, fuck it.
This was, I believe, Friday night. Tom went live and decided to sell some masks live. And
I did, so thank you if you purchased one. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, because I've been feeling fun. This live stream was like the funniest shit I'd seen in a while. You know, after watching like Black Rock and Ghostbusters 2, it's like, fuck yeah, I hope he does a sequel to this.
Nah, it was a comedy. So.
Yeah, and it was fun until the end when people started buying things. This ain't no good. But before that, it was just, you know, a symphony of crickets is what I was. It's good times.
It was. And I just want to apologize once again for not being able to take that $50 offer. I would have loved to if I could, but just can't do that. So I'm sorry, but thank you for trying.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everybody who did buy something. I hope I can stick to my word and get your stuff out tomorrow. If not Tuesday, for sure. I fucking promise.
For sure.
Hopefully tomorrow.
And then, Tom, it was the big movie of the week. The one
that
horror fans had been waiting for at least 2 years.
No Time to Die.
Yeah. Yep, Scream 5.
Can't wait.
No. Halloween Kills, Tom.
Did you go to the theater and watch it, Joe? I tried to, and Lori's like, no, let's just watch it at home. Right now, I just want to say, hey, thanks, Lori.
She had the better judgment there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I would have been pissed had I paid to watch it. Or have I paid for the streaming service to watch it.
Yeah, I signed up again just to watch this. So I don't think that's bad. $10 for two people.
You can catch up on some Raw.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably getting canceled pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to cancel it. Yeah, we'd already had it on there. I don't know whose passcode we got or whatever, but it's not a channel I watch a whole lot. It's not, you know, a streaming service I really utilize. I give a fuck about it. But yeah, this one takes place directly after that last one, which was, what was that other one called?
Halloween.
Okay. It was just called Halloween. Okay.
Because fuck your confusion.
Yeah, and that last one, they shot Michael in the face, right, and like left him to burn in her trap house that she had. Yeah, so she's going to the hospital because she'd been cut up, and this is, again, Laurie, whatever, Strode. And these movies ignore, what, everything after the first Halloween movie?
Correct.
Okay.
But they don't, because this is just a remake of the second and fifth one combined into one movie.
Yeah. So this movie's all about mob mentality.
Like the fifth one.
Right. And it's not good. You know, I mean, people that are saying, fuck yeah, this is exactly what I wanted. Hey, I'm glad you got what you wanted. But me, I had no stake in it. I didn't want anything. And that's what I got. Nothing.
I mean, I got some laughs, but this is like a stereotype of what normal people think a Halloween movie is. This definitely isn't, you know, a Halloween movie. I maybe Rob Zombie really did fuck things up. And people nowadays think fucking Halloween movies are supposed to be this ultra violent fucking thing. They're not. I mean, that's Friday the 13th, but even this was more like fucking Hatchet. Like when he took that fucking buzzsaw or that tile cutter or whatever the fuck that firefighter had, I was just like, all right, he's just Victor Crowley now. What the fuck is going on here? Not my Michael Myers. I was thinking maybe it would have worked as a Friday the 13th movie, but no, it goes just very hard into that stereotype category, and all I could think of was fucking Victor Crowley in those Hatchet movies. With like how hyper violent and shit this was. Granted, him being a 75-year-old guy, you just put that to the side, and that's the least of this movie's fucking problems.
But, right. Yeah.
This didn't feel like a Halloween movie. There was like no atmosphere or suspense or anything. And when Michael Myers just ran out of that dark corner of the room and just ran at that guy like, ooh, wooga, wooga, wooga. I lost it and just laughed. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? What are we doing here, guys?
No, agreed. It was missing any tension or suspense. Yeah, definitely with you there. And again, and we've talked about this trope a lot, the we're the monsters thing. It's like, we're the ones that are creating this evil. You know, this is what we deserve. Or I don't know. She makes a fucking speech at the end that I just tuned out of because, first of all, she's doing a shitty job making that speech.
But I mean, you're glossing over the part that how we got to we're the monsters. Like, the fucking C. Anthony Hall or some shit. I'm supposed to know who this fucking guy is. I don't know. He's an old fat guy being Tommy Doyle chasing down Michael Myers, this fucking tall guy. But no, he just rounds up the fucking mob and they're chasing after like this little midget guy the whole time. It's clearly doesn't have the body frame height or anything resembling Michael Myers. Yet, get him! Evil dies tonight! Guys. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here?
That whole fucking rally cry, you know, fucking dumb.
It was a little worse than dumb.
And like, they really fucking overdid it. I mean, they kept on going and going with that. And so it became a joke, right? You know, real quick to me, you know, just fucking like they're yelling it like they're fucking cheerleaders or something. It's just, yeah, it's fucking dumb.
So the mob chases this clearly a midget, and he gets cornered on both sides by the mob. So he just says fuck it and jumps out the window, and whew, I guess you can say 9/11 himself. and just and then splats on the ground with, and then you see it and there's a little twitch and it was like, eh. But that whole subplot was just dumb. Shouldn't have fucking been there. I know the excuse is, oh, this is a middle movie. Everything will make sense. It's a middle movie. Nah, fuck all that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the mob does catch Michael Myers, and they do beat the shit out of him. You know, they're fucking shooting him, stabbing him, hitting him with baseball bats and hockey sticks. And but he gets up because you can't kill evil.
No, he gets up because they hit him until he falls down and doesn't move. And no one has the common sense to, like, hey, let's chop his head off with one of these instruments we have. Or, hey, let's shoot him in the fucking head a few times.
Right, they haven't seen H2O and they would have figured, hey, you know, let's do that. But no, they don't. They don't fucking do that.
They just let him get up, and then he fucking murders 20 people like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, guys, what are we fucking doing here? This is fucking like hatchet shit.
It felt like a WWE film.
Don't give them that much credit.
And Lisa was excited because one of the Real Housewives of somewhere was in the movie.
Haddonfield.
Yeah, Real Housewives of Haddonfield. But, even at the end, and she's not real critical. She doesn't give a shit about these movies, but she's like, what? They couldn't fucking hire a writer this time?
No, they couldn't hire an editor either.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't happy with it. But it's going to fade from my memory pretty quick because there's nothing there to really keep me. I mean, it had some kills that were okay, but like people saying, oh yeah, all the kills are great. Nah, they're all right. You know,
I mean, if it was a different horror movie, a different slasher movie that wasn't Halloween, it'd be like, oh yeah, that was cool. But this isn't. It just doesn't feel like Michael Myers kills. Like, the only fucking time it kind of felt like a Michael Myers kill is when he put the two gay dudes together and set them up into, like, little
tricks. Yeah, because that's what he does. He's artistic. Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else, it was like, what the fuck are we doing here, guys? And at the very beginning, I'm surprised more people aren't talking about that bullshit Dr. Loomis shit. It's like, all right, you only see, like, the silhouette, the thin blue line kind of lighting and shit. No, fuck you. Look at a CGI face, you fuck. Yeah, we did it. Suck it.
I mean, there's people that's their job, right? They do impressions. So whoever was doing this fucking voice, though, was terrible. And it's the same thing in H2O. They also had a thing where they had Dr. Loomis talking, and it was like a real shitty Dr. Loomis voice. It's like,
I know there had to be somebody. The dude from the Boondocks. Yeah.
Even somebody in the fucking crew. Hey, can you do Dr. Loomis voice? All right, you're in. Fuck it.
Hey, little black kid from the first movie. Can you do the Dr. Loomis voice? Sure.
Yeah.
I get Danny McBride.
Fuck that dude.
Why? Because he wrote this?
Did he?
He did. Yeah, I'm sure this is the same thing I said on the last Halloween, the Halloween 2018, was that
mm-hmm.
it? At David Gordon Green needs Jody Hill. Everything he does without Jody Hill, not good. Stuff he does with Jody Hill, pretty good. I think he needs that dude. I would say I'm a bigger Halloween fan than you. But this sucked a dick. This was laughable. This was like a shit fest movie.
But I mean, there are a lot of people that were digging it. Hey, good on you. Like, if that's your thing, cool.
But yeah, if you like it, cool. Happy, but you know. I don't know. I don't know, Joe. This is not my Halloween. Hey, but I'll be there opening night for Halloween Ends.
I'll watch it on the Peacock.
Or whatever the fuck. Shudder. No, that's where it's coming, you fuck. It's going to be a Shudder exclusive. Their first fucking direct in theaters and on Shudder. Soon as that's announced, all the theaters burn down and I shoot myself in the head.
Hosted by Blowjob Briggs.
So, yeah, would you recommend old Halloween Kills?
No. I mean, but yes. You know, just to get it out of the way, you know, that way you can say you watched it and you've continued this far in this beloved franchise, I guess. I don't know. No, I mean, it's... I don't know. Not to anybody that this isn't their thing, you know, that if you don't, like, watch horror movies all the time or whatever, you're definitely not, you know. But if you're a horror fan, yeah, just so you can be part of the discussion, I guess. But people aren't going to be talking about this movie for long. You know, it's like I said, it's forgettable. It's like a fucking episode of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. But we'll get to that.
All right, so let's get to it.
Okay, Tom, because this show is so forgettable, and I just watched this like 2 hours ago, but if I hadn't written this shit down, I would have forgotten at least 3 of the episodes. I made sure of the segments. I made sure to write them down.
If I'd have to guess, I would say the last segment you would remember. She'd be like, "What? Wait, what the fuck is this? This experiment didn't work, dog."
Because the last segment wasn't even a segment. It's fucking Brolin's reading a story or telling a fucking Abraham Lincoln story.
Just the camera fading into other shots of him.
Fucking weird shit. The first one I have written down is Voodoo. This lady, she's got a
white real, lady.
White lady makes dolls, and she wants to have a doll business just so she can quit working for this one prick that just fucking treats her like garbage.
I'm surprised at the lack of cats in her apartment, to be honest with you.
She makes a voodoo doll of him, sticks a needle in it, and he's fucking in pain.
Ah, my arthritic. My arthritic.
Having a heart attack. You know, yeah. I said this one was bullshit, and I was right.
Do you know why it was?
Because it's bullshit. It's voodoo. No,
it's because that black dude bought a white doll.
Yeah.
I didn't like, what the fuck?
Then again, I don't see color the way you do.
Well, I mean, if you're fucking working in the art department, you'd be like, what? He's probably just going to go beat the shit out of it.
And then the second segment was called Super Bear. And it's about this retarded kid.
He's sick, Joe.
He's real sickly and retarded. And he has a bear with a fucking towel tied around its back. So it's Super Bear. And the kid dies. But his sister's like, hey, we should just go give him Super Bear. You know, and so they catch him like in the morgue. They're taking him down to be autopsied.
Just keep in mind, this is prime time network television. Hey, check out this Ziploc dead kid.
Yeah, this kid's in a sandwich bag. And they open that up and like put Super Bear on him and he comes back to life. Whoa! Fucking truth or fucking fiction? I said this was true and I was fucking right.
I mean, that was nice of him. You know, yeah. He was very sick and hurting and he got the sweet release of death. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they brought him back not to be cured. Yeah. But they didn't mention, like, he was fine after that. No, yeah,
And then he met some friends, you know?
No, he was very sick forever until they grabbed that bear away from his clutches. And then he instantly died and turned to dust.
Yeah. Okay, and then I have Aunt Connie. This one's
she about shouldn't have been living by yourself.
She shouldn't have been.
Like the state would have came.
Yeah, not in the hood where there's a bunch of, you know,
white people. You know the hood?
You're right, yeah. It's about her grandson, who's a real piece of shit, or her nephew, because he calls her Aunt Connie. Yeah, there you go. But he's a real piece of shit, and he knows she lives in a bad place, but he needs a place to stash his money.
Surrounded by all those fucking whites.
Yeah, so he buys her, or gets a locksmith to come and put a lock on her door, and the locksmith tells her, hey, I guarantee no harm will come to you with this lock on your door. And yeah, whenever people come into the apartment with the intention of raping her,
because everybody wants to fucking stab and murder this nutsack faced old lady.
The lock won't work. It's one of those locks that you unlock from the inside with a key, but whenever there's danger, the lock just won't work. So the
people on the outside just turn.
Right, they turn the deadbolt. Yeah, fucking, you put the shit on backwards, you fuck.
Luckily that wasn't the case, because we saw that awesome CGI through the fucking
keyhole. We go through the lock with the fucking POV.
How long is this fucking lock, man? People fucking walking down the hall after go, whoa, and limbo under that shit.
It's a bunch of trash in the hallway, too.
That's how those whites do. They just throw their fucking rubbish all around.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Those Latins will pick this up. Guy said this one was true. I was fucking right.
That's right. It happened. A lady did get a lock installed on her door. That's what we base this story off of.
And then the last one I have is, I have written down arson daughter.
Dude, okay. It took a while, but we finally got a great reveal at the end. Just, I fucking laughed and laughed. I haven't laughed that much since the first episode.
Yeah, this one was back to some laughs, because I laughed at that Aunt Connie or whatever. But yeah, this girl is dating this guy that nobody approves of, and
because he's white,
the neighbor's reminded, who is not white, the neighbor is reminded
she
of
is some fat other, though, and a nosy bitch. She even though she nosy. Said she isn't, they mm-hmm. cast who you think would be this nosy bitch telling this story.
Yeah, sorry, so there's fat, some backstory. There's some backstory with somebody that used to live in the house that looks just like the guy she's dating, and
except his eyes doesn't glow.
Right. And I don't know, there's a fucking ghost or something that's sitting on a chair with her, and she freaks out, and then the dad says, you can't see this guy anymore, fuck him, he's a piece of shit, yeah, you know, and she gets mad, and she's going to burn the house down. But was it her, or was she possessed by the ghost of the kid that used to live there? I don't know, this story's real fucking convoluted. I don't know, but yeah. She's got glowing blue eyes.
That's right, Joe. It happened.
I said this one was bullshit.
No, it happened. No, it happened. No, she had glowing eyes. That was documented. Even if one person ever had glowing eyes, everybody would hear about it, and they would know about the person with the radioactive eyes.
You know, some people say that she became a very strict mother.
Those only the people that believe this bullshit story.
Or is this a fabrication of our clever writers?
He's full of shit. Fuck him.
And then the last segment is, like Tom said, this one, they didn't do a reenactment or anything. This is just fucking Brolin telling a story about Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth. And John Wilkes Booth's brother or some shit. And I fucking said, yeah, it's true. And yeah, it turned out to be true. As true as anything gets in this fucking piece of show.
It's like that turning around, grinning like an asshole with the underworld eyes. That was good shit.
I tell you, man, had I not written these down, I would have forgotten three of these stories. You know, even watching it today.
So next week, season finale. I will remember you. Wait, no, I what? What was I singing about? I don't know. You like Spider-Man?
No. No, I don't. I thought I did. You know, I thought I was a Spider-Man fan. But I'm not. Fuck. This one, we're wrapping up the story with the schemer. And
oh, is that how you say it?
The schemer.
I was reading it Schemer.
It's a schemer. And it's revealed, the big reveal here, the startling secret of comic book history. Schemer is fucking William Fisk, the Kingpin's son that everybody believed was dead. But no,
Richard. He just wants
Richard Fisk. Yeah, he wants to fucking bring his dad's criminal enterprise down, and that's why he's been doing all this scheming and getting fucking rigged out desks and cars and shit, which he wrecks. He fucking wrecks that car in this one. Typical fucking kid, man. Wrecks
Magnum
that car.
PA, that hole.
Yeah.
But I heard he was dead.
Fuck. What else happened in this one? Oh, the Stacy.
Supposed to be dead?
They come to visit Spider-Man's or Peter Parker to confront him about being Spider-Man. So he sneaks out a window and comes back in there. Hey, where's Peter? He owes me money. So now they think he's in cahoots with Peter Parker. He is. He is Peter Parker. I don't know. This is fucking dumb. This is dumb shit. At the end of it, the fucking Kingpin is comatose because he's in shock that it was his son trying to bring him down. Fucking dumb. Fucking dumb shit.
Well, to be fair, Joe, they've all been fucking dumb so far.
You know, but we're closing in on close to 100 issues now, and maybe three of them have been good, maybe.
I like the one where Mysterio was a psychiatrist, but then he really wasn't.
But this is considered, like, even now, if you, like, the greatest comic runs of all time, they'll say, like, the first 100 issues that Lee and Romita fucking did, or Lee and Ditko, are among those lists every time. And it's like, fuck, have any of you gone back and reread this shit, or are you just going by other people's lists?
Nostalgia. And
doing your own shit. Nostalgia? Who the fuck was reading this shit in the 60s? It's still around and fucking, I don't know, man.
The 24-year-olds writing the articles, Joe.
I guess. But fuck them.
No.
No, don't. I'm sure nobody has.
They're not young enough. Don't laugh at that. What, do you work for Den?
I don't remember what we got going. Oh, the Black Widow is coming.
Next week.
Next week.
Or next month.
So, yeah, the premiere of a character that just recently got her own movie in 2021.
How was it?
I haven't seen it.
You fucking asshole. Mm-mm. I loved it. Lady Taskmaster, best. Loved it.
No, I need a break from the comic book movies, having just fucking endured Endgame.
It's pretty good, right?
No.
They all came back the very next day.
Thought they were goners. Yeah.
Pretty good. Would recommend.
Spider-Man's? I don't know.
Yeah, Disney really fucked people on that. They kept pushing it back. It's like, all right, you want to see it? Then buy Disney Plus. And then give us another $20.
Well, I mean, the thing, I don't think people've got fucking Disney Plus to watch that shit. They're just all about that Star Wars shit. I think some. That's their selling point.
They got those Marvel shows on there.
Like What If?
Yeah. I was just like, yeah, man, all right, I'm going to watch this. And then I found out that it was like What If Marvel Universe.
Right.
I was like, nah, yeah. I'm good. I haven't watched an episode.
It's all fucking based on the cinematic whatever, so I've got no interest in it.
Yeah, I thought they were actually going to do stories from the books or something. Nah, I'm good.
I don't fucking want to watch WandaVision. I don't fucking give a fuck about the...
Dude, but that Loki alligator, I saw that and I was like, damn.
I don't even know what that is. But yeah, I forgot that Loki has a show and fucking the Falcon and the Soldier Boy, they got a show.
Tell them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would recommend. We're almost at the end of the road, Joe.
We are.
You like lists?
I've been known to make a list or two.
During the show?
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah, I forgot about this and put it together about an hour before.
This one wasn't that hard. Yeah. Tom suggested we do a list of movies with Asian representation.
Well, it is their month.
Is it? They get it a whole fucking month? It is their
fucking 5 days.
Or do they get a half a month?
No, just 5 days, but it's like spaced out. So this lands on one of those days. You gonna sneeze?
No.
Okay, it looked like you were.
So, for my honorable mentions for Asian representation movies, Tom, I have...
American movies with Asian representation. Right,
Tom stopped me when he saw that I was watching fucking Jackie Chan movies. No, we're not doing Asian flicks. Okay, Tom, fuck. It's your show. I start out with Ninja 3, The Domination. Features Shokusuji and some other Asian ninja guy.
And that white lady.
Lucinda Dickey from Breaking and Breaking 2. Then I have Conan the Barbarian, who has a little Asian wizard that goes around with him in this movie. Brings him back to life. Then I have Payback. Features Lucy Liu as a dominatrix prostitute. Then I have Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, because Harold is Asian and Kumar is also Asian.
Fucking home run.
Because Pakistan, or wherever the fuck, it's in Asia.
Paki.
What? Then I have The House Where Evil Dwells. And this is on my honorable mention because I haven't seen it in a long time. I think if I watch it again, I may suck. But I remember this movie being pretty fucking awesome. It's about a couple that moves to Japan. And they and their friends are possessed by some samurais and a fucking lady that was having an affair. So they start reenacting the whole fucking thing that they went, that they did back then. I don't know. It's a ghost movie. It's a possession movie. And it's my honorable mention. Tom, who are your honorable Asians?
I have The Ring, the American remake. And then I have The Eye, the American remake. And then I have The Grudge, the American remake. And then I have Rings, the American remake of a remake. And then I have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because of Splinter.
Yeah. And ninjas.
(Clears throat) Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Farewell, Miami Connection, Don't Be a Menace, and Shaolin Dolomite. I just thought it would be cute to do that other thing.
Miami Connection almost made my list, but it didn't.
Well, you're a piece of shit, Joe.
I didn't make it. But at number 10, I have Day of the Warrior because it features the character
Buff Bagwell.
He's in there too.
Rest in empowerment, Julie. Oh, yeah, it's me now.
Yeah, it's you.
I have Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. You remember that one?
I do remember that one.
It's American made, right?
It is, just using Asian movies. But
it was a toss-up who was going to get number 10, that or Shaolin Dolomite. As much as I love Rudy Ray Moore, Kung Pao is much funnier. Wee, 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 wee. Good stuff. That Thumb War shit and that sucks a dick. But Kung Pao's good. Number 9.
At number 9, I have Lucky Grandma. This was one of my top films from last year or the year before. I don't know. But it's a good one. It's a good flick. It's about an old lady, Asian lady, that comes into some mob money. Asian mob money. Good flick.
My number nine, Don LaFontaine, comes from. He says it so fast. This is Don LaFontaine. What? Slow down, you fuck. I have Big Trouble in Little China because Raiden's in it.
He is. Along with his brothers.
Raiden. And Kid Thunder.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks. Number 8, Don LaFontaine.
At number 8, I have Little Shop of Horrors because it's an Asian guy that sells Seymour. That
the Mogwai.
Audrey, too.
I have Falling Down because that's some bitch in the convenience store.
The Korean shop owner or whatever the fuck he was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? You're going to charge me how much? Yeah, and then he goes, whatever.
98 cent. I don't remember.
Number 7.
Number 7, I have Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Yeah, because he's in Japan, I think, or someplace. Sonny Chiba's in it. That's all I fucking know. Rest in peace, Sonny.
Empowerment. My number 7 is the heartwarming classic Tropic Thunder. Shot a lot of those Asians in that movie.
They did.
Damn, I should have put Rambo on there. What was it? Yeah, Rambo, that was the one where they were just cutting them in half with the fucking gun mounted to the car.
When I thought about it, that would have made my list too.
Oh, we're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Number 6.
At number 6, I have Big Trouble in Little China. Because Raiden's in it and his brothers.
You remember the song, the theme song from it?
Big Trouble in Little China.
I'd like to see John Carpenter dance while he was making that song. It's like, yeah, this is a nice little. He's out there saying China like Trump and shit. That's where he got it from. He knew it was insane. It fucked up. He was just listening to the soundtrack before he made that speech.
He's a fan of Big Trouble Little China.
Oh, it's Screaming Like a Banshee. You remember that one? Of course you wouldn't, because you're not a fan. Night of the Creeps. Janitor was an Asian.
Was he now?
Mm-hmm.
Take your word for that.
Number five.
And number five, I have From Dusk Till Dawn. Now, I don't encourage people to adopt Asian little boys, you know, for your pleasure, but they do in this movie.
What do I have, Joe? I have a tie. But you'll see why. You'll see why. Because it's the same guy. Beverly Hills Ninja and Mortal Kombat. It's the same fucking guy. Just give it to him, Joe. Okay? Thank you. Number four.
Number four, I've got Kill Bill Volume 1. Because you got Lucy Liu playing a dominatrix prostitute.
Number four?
Yes.
I have How High. Because of that squirrely Asian foreign exchange student they have.
Oh, I thought it was because everybody's getting Chinese-eyed. You know what I'm saying, Tal?
No, it's fucking racist.
They don't say that anymore. That's just a flashback. So when people didn't care about feelings of other races. You know? So don't be like that anymore.
I had a really good joke to that.
But... free of race.
Number three.
Number three, I have Slumdog Millionaire. Because, lest people forget, India's part of Asia, you fucks.
Not just fucks. Fucking racist.
And it's a good movie, you fucks. You racist fucks. You'd have seen it by now if you weren't so racist.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
To expand.
Expand people. Your fucking horizons, you listeners or
watchers. And your ass. And get ready for the fist.
Mm-hmm.
The thick fisted. Fist of justice. What are we on? Three?
Yeah.
The Saigon whore that bit Chris Farley's nose off. I've got Dirty Work. Rest and empowerment.
Sleep well, Norm.
Sitting in Aunt Connie's apartment thinking about...
White people wanna rape and kill you.
Number two.
Number two, I have Blade Runner. There's a lot of Chinese people or Asians or Koreans or something. They're all walking around. Yeah. And I think even Edward James Olmos is trying to play an Asian in this movie.
He almost is. Fuck! Remember when you were talking about having sex with that Asian boy?
Oh.
We'll just rewind it.
No.
Because they can just rewind this on YouTube and listen to you.
No.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
All right. This is it.
And number one. Number one.
One.
I have No Surrender, No Retreat.
Fuck.
The ghost of Bruce Lee.
Fuck.
Who comes and teaches a white kid to come and beat up this fucking Belgian guy.
Yeah, that should have made the list, but I forgot about that fucking awesome scene. You win this round, Joe. You know what I'm saying, G.
I do.
Orgasmo with G Fresh.
Hey. Join us next week. when we count down our top 10 movies that are based on a true story.
I think we did that, didn't we?
I don't think so.
All right. You know what else is a true story?
Nothing on Beyond Belief.
And next week will be our Halloween spooktacular show. So get ready to see Joe in costume. Hey, maybe I'll be in costume as well.
Yeah.
So should be Sunday next week. But the week after that, doing a little weddingingingingin.
Yeah, but we'll still get an episode in.
So I wouldn't expect the episode that week to be until Tuesday.
Yeah, so I figured you'd still have family in or whatever on Monday.
That is true.
Yeah.
So thank you for thinking of me, mijo.
Always, my friend.
So, hey, thanks for watching or listening to whatever this was.
Head on over to dwmproductions.net, and if you're from Australia, place your order. Place it now. Make sure you get it in time for Christmas.
Why would you do this to me?
Do not go to fastcustomshirts.com.
Do it.
Unless you just want to look around.
Peruse.
Yeah, I don't feel like making your shit. I really don't. But I will. I'll get to it. I don't know. Fuck it. Hey. Oi, Gob.
What? Black Rock. Black Rock. Black Rock. Black Rock. Black Rock. Black Rock. 3, 2, KRS-One, he explained Black Cop. We mixed it with guitars and we made it Black Rock. You slam in the club and you can still get shot. I'm on my Diddy Pop, lemonade, it's a rock. I jump off the stage with my chain and my watch. Get back on stage with my chain and my watch. Where New York at? Did we miss Big Pop? Got West Coast love, wish I could bring back Pop. I'm in the Black Drop. Your haters gotta love to keep a Glock in my rock. I'm Republic, make me pop it in public. Broad day and the people watch it, do nothing. They stop and start running, I'm gunning in the cock and dump it. Now niggas wanna change the topic or subject. Hip hop ain't dead yet, it just got shot in the stomach. They throw the gats like us when I act like